Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
We are inching closer to football in this great country. Pads are popping good on good across the NFL. Joint practices all over the place. This is Canty and Carlin here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and, of course, SiriusXM Channel 80. My name is Braden Gall. His name is Matt Jones. We are in for the guys. Happy to be with you guys here on a Wednesday. A lot of NFL news to get to, but, of course, a Woj bomb right off the top, Jonesy, with, Woj reporting that LeBron James has agreed to a two-year, $97 million contract extension, including a player option for the 2024-25 season. Of course, that would make him the highest-paid player in the history of the world. That will take him up to his 40-year-old season. He's 37 currently, Jonesy. So a Woj bomb right off the top of the show, my man. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I was worried about him. I've been wondering if things were all right with LeBron and if he was going to be able to get by. So I'm glad he has signed the contract extension. Yeah. I guess it's newsworthy because this means he will not. I actually, it doesn't mean anything, because if there's one thing we've learned in the NBA, it's that everybody will leave. And if they want to leave, the contract doesn't matter. So, I mean, it's nice. I hope he finds something wonderful with that money. What's much more interesting to me is LeBron James, the father of a recruit, because Ooh. You may have seen that Bronny James, they released his top five schools. It came out that two of the schools they released are not recruiting him. And people said Oregon. And people said Oregon was the leader. And LeBron came out and said nobody's the leader. It's good to see that even LeBron James is the same ridiculous father that the recruits of all kids have when they get popular.
Oh, recruiting daddies and recruiting mommies all over the country. It is. It's a sport unlike any other, Jonesy. That
would
is
you want
sure.
Bronny on your team? By the way, like because the five schools were UCLA, Michigan, Ohio State, USC, and Oregon, and then UCLA and Ohio State. UCLA and Michigan, their insider said we're not recruiting him, which really means it's Ohio State, right. USC, and Oregon. Would you, if you were a major program, want Bronny?
I think that's the question, Matt, is the major part of it, right? I think that's the question is if you are a big-time established coach with a big-time established brand and a big-time established program, I don't know if you need it as much, right? Like the noise that's going to go along with it now.
Because he's not as good as his name. I mean, right. He's a good player, right. But he is not a high D1 prospect if his name wasn't Bronny James. So do you want to deal with the why aren't you playing Bronny even before you bring him in?
I think it's a point of diminishing returns, and for 95% of people in college basketball, it's probably a risk worth taking. You want the noise, you want the talent, you want the spotlight, you want it all because it's good for your program, good for your brand, good for your coaching career probably, right? So I think that you absolutely take him unless you're probably the top 5% of college basketball. And I don't know who qualifies as that. You're more qualified to say than I am on that.
Yeah, I mean, all those programs, though, are really good. And more importantly, I've watched 9 innings of Phillies and Reds. It was no score, and now the Reds are going to get a victory. So that's congratulations to the Cincinnati Reds, where I'm a season ticket holder.
That's a you problem, Jonesy. That is a you problem that you spent that much time of your day watching nobody score any runs in a baseball game.
But when they scored, it was very exciting.
This is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, SiriusXM Channel 80. We've got some Deshaun Watson news coming up in just a second. But the pads are popping, man. And I don't know about you, but I had a chance to be at the Titans and Bucks practice this morning and joint practices around the NFL. Like, it feels like another step, a hurdle closer to the start of the NFL season because I don't know about you. Like, I see preseason games, and I don't get much value out of them. I'm not sure how much value the coaching's staff even gets out of them, but I guarantee you the coaches love when their good goes against the other team's good. They hit somebody different in practice, and we get a couple of days of designated design drills to really test out our line of scrimmage, our secondary, our receiving core, our quarterbacks. Joint practices are so underrated. I love it, and it means we're one step closer to the start of the season.
And they also get the advantage of, I always never know with training camp, whether it's college or pro, like you hear, the defense looked good. When you're playing against your own team, then you want to go, well, why is our offense so bad? Like, yeah, it just depends on whether you're an optimist or a pessimist. When you're playing against another team, obviously, if you hear the defense look good, it's positive. I also like it because I feel like there's a disproportionate amount of fights. Because ultimately in football, everybody wants to fight everybody anyway, and you're not allowed to fight your teammates. So you get what you had here with the Patriots and the Panthers, where they fight in the sidelines two straight days. You were there today, I think, with the Titans. Did you see any fights?
There was like one small fight with like one of the equipment guys for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
With equipment guys?
Yeah. Get this. He gets bumped by Jeffrey Simmons, who's like the second best defensive lineman in the world, who's a monster of a human being, although Vita Vea was on the field today too, so I probably should be careful what I say there, as I was standing next to him for a while. But then the equipment guy who's playing the role of the quarterback gets bumped, like you're not supposed to touch the quarterback or the equipment guy, and he throws the football at Jeffrey Simmons, and my first thought was, what are you doing? Like, you're an equipment guy. You can't pick a fight with a snarling defensive lineman that is an all-world tackle. Like, you can't do that. So it was surprisingly tame at Titans-Bucks practice today. No Tom Brady, of course. That's what a lot of people wanted to see.
I like the mouthy equipment guy, though. I think that's pretty good.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of people across the league sort of picking the Titans as the franchise that falls the most. Like, you know, you get all these people trying to guess who's going to be better. Maybe the Saints will be better. The Colts will be better. But there does seem to be a lot of sort of coalescing on the idea that the Titans will be the one to take the biggest drop. Do you buy that?
I would go back the other direction with this team. I mean, they had an NFL – the Tennessee Titans and Mike Vrabel had an NFL record 91 players play last year in one season, and they still were the one seed with a quarterback that everyone is questioning. And they still had the best record in the AFC. Their defense – and today at practice, I would say it confirmed everything I thought about the Titans and the Bucks, which is that the Bucks have major offensive line issues even without – you know, you can't really tell without Brady. But without Brady, the offensive line issues, the defense is really good. I'm not sure the loss of Bruce Arians, what that's going to do to the team. For the Titans, it's the same thing. Like, really good defense, really good defensive line, pretty good secondary, some nice new weapons. Tannehill has got a chip on his shoulder, but the offensive line's a question. So I think I saw everything that I expected from these two teams today, but I do think the Titans are the favorite to win the division, not the Colts. I would bet on the Titans. I think they're going to make the playoffs again, and they're going to have a home field advantage in a game because they win the division. And if that's taking a giant step back, then so be it. But I think they're playing a home playoff game again. What they do with that, that's up to Ryan Tannehill.
Well, I think that's where everybody always obviously is negative. But it'll be interesting to see. I, the Titans to me have been a very mysterious team. I mean, you can make a case that sometimes they should have been even better than they were, and then you can make a case that they shouldn't have been. They do get the benefit of playing in the easiest division. And because of that, I think that makes it to where they can be worse and still win the division. Just like, you know, in the AFC West, you could be better and have a worse record maybe depending on how it plays out. I think the Titans can still not even be very good and win 10 games. So that's probably why you're right that they do end up making the playoffs.
So there you go. And again, what happens in the postseason is all dependent probably on Ryan Tannehill and how he plays. Derrick Henry is an absolute freak of nature still. Even at 28 years old and 1,500 carries, he still looks like a human evolution experiment taking place against NFL defensive players. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN Plus, and your smart speakers, of course, presented by Progressive Insurance. His name is Matt Jones. My name is Braden Gall. We are all waiting on some news when it comes to Deshaun Watson. We'll tell you why we might be one step closer to getting some resolution after Matt has this from Indeed.
You know, I was sitting there thinking just a minute ago, and you probably are too, are you having a hard time hiring? And if you need to hire in no time, well, you need Indeed. That's right. They're the number one source for hires in the U.S., according to Talent Nest, which is where you should get all your information. Sponsor a job, and Indeed will help you attract, interview, and hire candidates fast. With Instant Match, you instantly received a short list of candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. That's perfect. You can easily schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. So here's what I want you to do right now. Stop, unless you're in the car, and go to Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply. Don't forget about the terms and conditions, but get started at Indeed.com/credit.
Here come the Browns out. This is going to be the norm when Deshaun Watson plays. A loud boom.
Truly sorry to all the women that I've impacted in this situation. Decisions that I made in my life that put me in this position.
we can all connect the dots. I think he's trying to potentially get a lesser suspension.
If he thinks this is some sort of Hail Mary effort to appeal to Peter C. Harvey, feels like he's doing a lot way too late.
I think at least him saying I'm sorry and acknowledging remorse was probably necessary and probably long overdue.
Are we closer to a resolution in the Deshaun Watson situation? Canty and Carlin, Matt Jones, Braden Gall in for the guys. And listen, it appears that there are, as we are waiting for the New Jersey district attorney appointed by the NFL to make a decision on the potential suspension for Deshaun Watson, Matt Jones, it sounds like that they are now in active negotiations, the NFL versus the NFLPA, to try to come up with a number. I don't know about you, Matt, but the bottom line for me, if I'm Deshaun Watson's camp, now I think everyone else in the world has already decided what they think about this, and I got no problem with that. If you're going to get angry whether or not he gets 6 games or 12 games or a full season, and I'm totally fine with that. What I think is interesting is if I'm Deshaun Watson, I just take the medicine. Just take whatever the NFLPA and the NFL tells me, keep my mouth shut, sit down, take my suspension, and come back to work, because this is going to happen. It's going to have a number, and we're going to get a number, and as soon as that number comes out, everyone's going to have an opinion. I just think if you're Deshaun Watson, you just take it and be done with it.
I sort of agree and sort of disagree. All right, so first of all, both parties, and again, this is not Deshaun Watson in the NFL. It's the Players Association in the NFL. And both sides have an incentive to reach an agreement before the judge. The NFL does for one reason. They don't want to be seen, I think, in the collective bargaining agreement as just doing whatever they want. They created this new system with an independent arbitrator. And if Roger Goodell just ends up getting what he wants anyway, then the Players Association is going to go, this system stinks. We don't want it anymore.
Maybe they should have signed the paperwork.
Well, but that's done. And so, you know, for the future, that becomes a negotiating issue that was settled. For the Players Association, you don't want to have a system, at least for the next 5 years of the agreement, where the commissioner gets to do whatever he wants. So if you actually reach an agreement, you don't have to deal with this issue that is looming about whether or not your collective bargaining agreement process is a positive one. If you're Deshaun Watson, I think I agree with you if they reach a negotiation, because the Players Association has backed you up. If you go against your Players Association, then basically it's just you on an island. However, I do think if Roger Goodell ends up just imposing a longer penalty, I do think Deshaun Watson probably would at that point appeal, because at that point, basically the new system for this resolution was faulty, or not faulty, but was bogus. So either way, I think it's really smart of the Players Association and Goodell to try to reach an agreement. It stops a very hairy issue from continuing down the road.
Yeah, and I guess I technically agree with that, because I'd like to think that we all care about the nuance and details of a collective bargain agreement that the players signed, and even though at the end of the deal it allows Roger Goodell to do whatever he wants, I don't know how much fans truly care about that from an image or an optics standpoint, honestly. I think what we care about as a group of football fans, and if you're a Browns fan especially, is you just want this to be over. Now, I have my own personal opinions on what I think should happen to Deshaun Watson. I don't want to see him playing in a uniform this year. I'm not going to draft him on my fantasy team. That's my right, and you don't get to tell me what to think about Deshaun Watson, just like I don't get to tell you what to think about Deshaun Watson.
But if you think there's a lot of people upset you're not drafting him on your fantasy team?
Nobody cares.
Are there going to be people protesting outside your house saying, why will you not draft Deshaun Watson?
Nobody cares about my opinion, just like no one cares about your opinion either. I just think what matters is these big businesses here. And if I'm Watson, I've got this brand that's already been dragged through the mud by my own doing. Now I'm being very cynical and being a PR executive here, right? Just take the punishment, dude. You've gotten through all of this with private settled agreements, with NDAs. You're not going to get any criminal charges. You didn't lose any money last year. And if you look at the contract the Browns gave you this year, you're going to lose like a couple $100,000 out of your $230 million contract, which is a joke. Take the punishment. You have years to play after this. Take the punishment and end it. It's stupid not to if you're Deshaun Watson.
Well, I mean, I listen, he can do what he wants. I'm not. I understand why he would be hesitant to. And I get that fans don't care about the specifics, but I do think if you are the league and the Players Association, you care about the specifics. Because one of the things we learned from the decision made by the judge is that precedent and what the NFL has done in the past matters in the future for all decisions. And I think whatever happens here will have long-term effects on the league and the Players Association. So that's why I do think it's best for both of them if it doesn't come to a breaking point. And that's why I think a settlement agreement is probably a smart decision.
Yeah, it appears like a PR win for all parties. And that is generally when you find agreement with these types of situations. Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL insider, had some insight as to why a decision has not happened yet.
That Daniel is their guy going forward. Sometimes quarterbacks get hurt. Daniel Jones has certainly been no exception. There may come a time when Tyrod Taylor has to go in there with the first team offense without warning.
That's right. So Daniel Jones. Listen, you can't. I understand talking about Daniel Jones. Most of America, when they hear Deshaun Watson's name, wants to talk
about Daniel Jones.
They actually want to talk about the most boring quarterback in football, which is Daniel Jones. So I totally understand why that would be the sound that played.
No relation, of course, to our host today on the show, Matt Jones, of course. Braden Gall in for Canty and Carlin. Yes, Dan Graziano does have some insight into why the Deshaun Watson has not happened. The decision has not happened. But he also had plenty of insight into Tyrod Taylor and all the backup quarterbacks that are playing right now.
Can I tell you that when I heard that Tyrod Taylor was the backup quarterback, how happy that made me? Because I want to pass a resolution that Tyrod Taylor has to play for every team in the NFL at some point in his career. Because I think we could play a game at the beginning of every season. What team is Tyrod Taylor on? And the chances of people getting it right are going to be very, very low, and I find that entertaining.
How many teams can we actually get to? It's what, 10 years, 11 years in the NFL?
Well, and it always seems he's in these situations for whatever reason that are actually interesting. Like, wasn't he on a team and like the doctor poked his lung out or something? Didn't that happen somewhere?
I believe this is his fifth team.
Yeah, that's right. The Chargers. That was how Justin Herbert ended up starting. He got his lung punctured.
God, he got his lung punctured. On the list of things that hurt, where does getting your lung punctured rank on the list of things? That's got to
be. I think Tyrod Taylor, and wasn't he also, he was with Baker at some point, I think, too, in Cleveland.
Yeah.
So he's always in these really weird situations, and I think that's why I find him fascinating.
4 years with Baltimore, of course, and then you had 3 years in Buffalo, 1 year in Cleveland, two with the Chargers, one with Houston, and, of course, now backing up the great Daniel Jones in New York. Although, if you're a quarterback and a backup in New York right now, you're getting a lot of run after Zach Wilson had the knee surgery, and you got Joe Flacco set to start, and now, of course, you got Tyrod Taylor out there. Now, apparently, he is getting run with the ones, Matt, but he is not the starting quarterback, according to Giants head coach Brian Daboll. He's just the backup. He's just getting reps with the one, which, of course, you see everywhere in the NFL.
Well, he will probably need it. I mean, Daniel Jones gets banged up. I think he's been banged up every year he's played. He misses games, so I think you'll get to see. If you're like me and you enjoy the Tyrod Taylor experience, you're going to get some of it this year coming to a football stadium near you.
I do. As a football fan, I love Tyrod Taylor. I love the journey. I love the career. Great kid, by the way, when he was coming out of high school and playing at Virginia Tech as well. Matt Jones, Braden Gall, in for the guys, Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. How important are these joint practices? We will ask a longtime NFL vet next on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Check out Canty and Carlin weekdays on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Matt Jones, Braden Gall in for the guys. Sam Acho joining us here, ESPN football analyst, as we have joint practices across the NFL taking place. I had a chance to watch the Bucs and the Titans go one-on-one today. Good v. good. Sam, how much do you value, do you think coaches value these practices versus the preseason games themselves?
Yeah, well, it's not just practices. It's not just coaches, excuse me. It's players as well. These joint practices are some of the best times for players to go against someone else that's not the same guy they've been going against on their own team, right? Like, some people don't – one of the things that I enjoyed, I got a chance to practice against the Patriots and the Panthers in my career when I was with the Bears and the Bills for a bit. You're getting a chance to not to go against a different dude who, like, has this heightened level of competition. Yes, it's training camp. Everyone's competing. But you're going against another guy who's trying to win a spot and impress his team as well, number one. Number two, another benefit for players is that you get a chance to put your best stuff on tape for other coaches. So, like, it's 85 guys on the team right now. That those cuts are going to go down another week or so. Then another week after that. Now, all of a sudden, you have great tape from a practice that a coach that you practice against is going to use. Then lastly, as you mentioned, for the players or for the coaches, you get a chance to show, like, your stuff. No one shows that you show maybe like 15% or 20% of your plays in a preseason game because everyone is watching. Well, everyone isn't allowed to watch practice. So you get a chance to show more of what you can do and test it out on other opponents. So I love joint practices. They helped me in my career, and I think a lot of players and coaches are benefiting from them now.
Sam, I do shows on here, and I get a different person every time. And a lot of them have opinions I like, and then some of them say things that make me roll my eyes. And I was with somebody the other day, I'm not going to say it was, but they were basically saying that without Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes would still be really good, but it wouldn't be sort of the greatest show that we've seen, and that Tyreek Hill was a huge part of making Patrick Mahomes look all-worldly the last few years. I thought that was nonsense. I mean, I think Tyreek Hill's great, but I think Mahomes is going to be great this year too. Where do you fall on that argument?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the way I see it, Tyreek Hill did help Mahomes become as great as he is, right? You have a weapon like Tyreek Hill, a weapon like Travis Kelce. You have all these weapons. I mean, it definitely accentuates who you already are. Now, is he going to fall off a cliff? No, he's still going to be great. Mahomes, that's who Mahomes is. But it's because they're adding weapons as well, right? You're adding guys like Sky Moore. You're adding guys like Marquez Valdez-Scantling. You're adding guys like Juju Smith-Schuster. Hopefully these guys can perform more better than before, be healthy. But you can't deny Tyreek Hill's ability not only to take the top off of a defense, but also to put fear into a defense and change the way that you play the game. I mean, you have to put different types of game plans in when you go against Tyreek Hill. And so it's not an either or thing for me. I think it's yes, Mahomes is dominant and outstanding and amazing, but Tyreek Hill definitely helps and helped, just as does Travis Kelce. So I think it's not this, you know, one or the other. I think it's yes, Mahomes outstanding, but also it helps to have a guy who's one of the fastest players in the NFL, one of the best receivers. It doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't. Sam Acho, ESPN football analyst, joining us.
Sounded like Braden. He was signing with the other guy. That's what I. It sounds like I need to put Acho in the hater camp over there.
Well, I mean, it's easy. You could. I mean, like what I will say is this: Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid. Like, this is a winning formula. Right, really, you could just say Andy Reid And Patrick Mahomes, winning formula, winning player, one of the best quarterbacks, right? If not the best. So he'll get an opportunity to prove that, yeah, maybe I didn't need Tyreek Hill as much this year. And so really you can come back. This conversation could be even more so. It's like, oh, in a couple months from now, I already knew he was going to be great without Tyreek Hill. Sure. But, I mean, when the rubber meets the road, when the game's on the line, when in the playoffs and the Super Bowl, the ball is going to Tyreek Hill. That's usually what's happening. And defenses cannot stop it. At least they couldn't. And so that doesn't make Patrick Mahomes like not as elite or not as excellent. It's just now it's going to be maybe a little bit more challenging, or you have to change your game a little bit in order to not, I'll use, you know, maybe not use the term force, but like to spread the ball out more, put it that way.
Sam, don't worry about it. I have been and am the other guy who Matt disagrees with all the time, so don't worry about it. I'm one of those guys too. See, the Packers did the exact same thing. Like, the Chiefs and the Packers are fascinating to me because they have maybe the two best quarterbacks of all these teams that had these wide receiver questions, guys that needed to be re-signed or whatever, and they're the two that decided, with two offensive-minded head coaches, Matt LaFleur and Andy Reid, they're the two guys that said, no, we're going to let Davante Adams and Tyreek Hill go. Which one has a better season this year?
Chiefs. I think, that's a really good question. I'll go with the Chiefs, though. I'll go, that's a great question. I'll go with the Chiefs based on the fact that, like, the last 4 years they've been in the AFC Championship, right? And so, like, I get the AFC is loaded and tough and all those things. Dang, that's a tough question, though, because you got 13-3 for Green Bay. Which one has a better year? I think I'll say they both made the right decision, as crazy as it sounds. As crazy as that sounds, like, why would you let go of Tyreek Hill? Why would you let go of Davante Adams? Well, shoot, we have Aaron Rodgers. We have Patrick Mahomes. We'll supplement in other ways. We'll supplement in the draft. We'll supplement in free agency, and we'll be fine. We have great play callers. And so, yeah, I would say the Chiefs, but in all reality, you could say equal, right? I think both teams can be 13-4, whatever that record looks like, 12-5, whatever that looks like. Both teams can go to the playoffs. Both teams can go to the divisional round. Like I think they're in similar situations, as crazy as that sounds. Different conferences, right? AFC loaded, NFC not so much. But the Chiefs are just that good. They can make it far. And the Packers, like I said, the NFC is not so strong this year. So I think they both are in good position.
Chris Carlin, who normally hosts this show, thinks the Steelers are going to have the first losing season in their entire time with Mike Tomlin after 17 years. Is Carlin right? Should I finally put more losses next to the Steelers' names than wins in my preseason prediction?
Don't, please don't. Please don't do that. Don't listen to Carlin. Like, if any year was going to be that year, it would have been last year. You saw how atrocious, how bad the Steelers were last year in so many moments. If they still had a winning record, in so many moments, if they still made the playoffs, in so many moments, Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, some stats say he was like the 31st ranked, best ranked quarterback. It's like, I don't know, I think yards per attempt, but in a lot of categories, still made the playoffs, still had a winning season. Mike Tomlin doesn't have losing seasons. So I don't know about the whole making the playoffs, obviously in AFC, but a winning season, Mike Tomlin, they're synonymous. It's the same thing. It'd be like, you know, extremely oxymoronic for you to say Mike Tomlin and losing in the same sentence.
Sam Acho joining us here, ESPN football analyst. Matt Jones, Braden Gall in for the guys, Canty and Carlin. Let's stay with the Chiefs then, since you're so high on them. Who is the front runner in the AFC West? Who do you have winning that division?
Yeah, I mean, I'm high on the Chiefs. I'm just high on Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, but I'll pick a sleeper team. Man, this one's tough, right? Chiefs won, what, the last 4 or 5, however many, 6 years. I like the Chargers a lot. I like Brandon Staley a lot. I like what he's been able to do after his first year. I love Justin Herbert, and I think the defense is getting a lot better with J.C. Jackson, Khalil Mack. And also like I like the Raiders too. So, I mean, I think any team could win that division. I think it's too early for me to go out and say I'm going to go, you know, Chargers right now. But any of those teams, and all of those teams, could make the playoffs, you know. And so I'm going to hold my answer You know what I mean? The jury is out, but I'll put it.
We got to get you, Acho, we got to get you to make decisions. Come on now.
I got to make a big splash. I want to give away all my answers now, and all of a sudden, my big reveal is out. I can't give out.
Okay, hang on just a second, Sam. Where's this big reveal happening? Do you have a pay-per-view coming?
I don't know yet, man. I don't know how I'm gonna make a big. I don't know how I'm gonna make it, but I gotta make a big reveal somehow, some way.
Sam Acho, ESPN football analyst. We do appreciate it, Sam. Thank you so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
Sam Acho. Jonesy, you gotta. You can't berate the guests like that.
My man's got to say something. Like, you can't come out there and go, all four teams can win. That reminds me, there was a lawyer in my hometown, and there were three high school football teams in my hometown, Middlesboro, Bell County, and Pineville. And, Braden, you had to pick one of them to cheer for. You can't cheer for all of them. Well, he wanted to run for office, and he was asked in an interview, who's your favorite team? And he said, I support all the county's teams. And at that point, I knew I would never vote for that person. I feel the same way about Acho. I'm not voting for him unless he can pick a team to win the AFC West.
What if he was wrong? What if he just, like, picked
the
wrong
team? Well,
then
we're all wrong. Everybody's wrong. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Like, just say something.
They'd move to Vegas if they did. Matt Jones, Braden Gall here. Canty and Carlin is presented by Progressive Insurance. Sam thinks that Aaron Rodgers and his wide receivers will figure it out. But how much more frustration will there be for the four-time MVP first? That is next on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Check out Canty and Carlin weekdays on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, Matt Jones, Braden Gall in for the guys. And Tiger Woods was up meeting with 20 of the most important PGA Tour players in the golf tournament situation there as they deal with the LIV Tour. And this was Justin Thomas, two-time major champion, on why Tiger Woods held that meeting.
Yeah, I thought it was very nice of Ricky to fly Tiger up here. I thought that was very, very, very nice of him. It's just one of those things where we don't really have an opportunity. You know, we talk amongst ourselves. We talk, whether it's text or whatever, but we just don't have an opportunity for all of us to get together and honestly just talk, just whether it's share ideas or just say how one person feels. And I think it's something that's, you know, it's important. All of us want the same thing. We want the best possible product that we can be a part of, and we want the best for the future of the game. And we understand that we can have an impact not only on ourselves, but for the young generation and talent that's going to be coming out in the future.
That was Justin Thomas, two-time major champion, of course. He was one of the top 20 golfers in the world and other influential players that were up there in Wilmington, Delaware, that met with Tiger Woods for over 3 hours. And it was all about alignment, said Rory McIlroy, Matt. It's all about the purpose of the meeting was to get everybody in agreement and alignment where they should be going forward in comparison with the LIV Tour. And it sounds like, at least from the outside, that meeting was successful.
First of all, every time I hear a professional golfer talk, I feel like I'm in a corporate training seminar. Like, they don't ever speak like human beings. But with that said, this was very important.
They get millions of dollars to play golf.
I know, so you should be interested. But I will say this. This was a very important meeting because when Cam Smith left, or he's going to leave, that is tough for the tour because he's the first guy that's leaving, like, in the beginning of his prime. And I think Tiger and the rest of the guys want to sort of stop it there. If the LIV Tour does not add anyone else major, then it's not going to matter. But if they were to get five or six more, then you start to go, okay, wait a minute. I think this was a way to say, look, you 20 people in the room, we're the ones that matter. I'm the most important person in golf. Let's stay strong, and we'll outlast these guys. And I actually think if they're able to do that, it will work, Braden.
I tend to agree with you. And Tiger Woods is sort of the Pied Piper of the entire tour right now. Whatever he says, people sort of fall in line. I mean, you got the whole Patrick Reed saga going on now as well with the defamation suit.
I mean, they took all the most unlikable people.
Yes.
I mean, really, Patrick Reed is
Who's going to watch
face of awfulness?
Who's going to watch these other tournaments? Like, I don't know.
Nobody.
I'm not watching those other tournaments.
When are they even on?
We'll
and where
Nobody
do I
knows.
Find them?
Nobody knows. We'll be back
in 10
seconds.
I don't even know where you look for
them.
And they're bottle rockets versus it's the worst.
A four-time MVP is not all that happy right now. This is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN Plus, and your smart
speakers. Braden, before we get to that,
Matt Jones.
Can I tell you something embarrassing that just happened?
Yes, go for it.
My mom, she was telling me there are these people at my house looking at my childhood pictures, and she was writing which pictures they were. And I tried to say, ha ha, nice. And I accidentally typed, ha ha, nude.
So you told your mom to give a documentary crew nude pictures of you, is what you're telling us.
I had to quick, but no, just you don't want to use baby the word pictures. Nude when you're talking to your mother. So I feel weird. So if I'm a little off the segment, Brayden, that's why.
It's okay.
I just wanted you to know that.
Matt Jones bringing Americans together in agreement finally. We all can agree we don't want to text nude to our mom. That's it.
I meant to write ha ha nice, and I accidentally wrote ha ha nude.
What's funny
is I don't know what to do about that.
As you were saying that, I was trying to come up with like what other words could be four letters that have the second letter that are an I, and I was like, oh God, please tell me you're not going. And nude was better than it could have been, Matt. I'll just leave it at that. See, I got the sound effect there. Aaron Rodgers is very upset about his receiving corps, shockingly, because they don't have anybody that's caught more than like 50 passes in a season. This was the Packers quarterback on being frustrated with drops and inconsistency with the young receivers in Green Bay.
I mean, it's good. It's good we do it in practice. So it's unfortunately some of the same guys. That's, you know, repeat mistakes are a problem. So we just got to clean those things up a little bit. The young guys, you know, they got to, especially young receivers, we got to be way more consistent. You know, a lot of drops, a lot of, bad route decisions, run the wrong route. So we gotta get better in that area.
That was Aaron Rodgers being a little frustrated. He's got Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, the pride of Big Blue Nation, of course, and you've got Sammy Watkins, a couple of rookies. Like, this is a fascinating experiment, in my opinion, Matt, which is that the Chiefs and the Packers have decided our quarterbacks are just good enough that it doesn't matter. We'll let Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill go. Now, I would argue with Andy Reid and Travis Kelce that maybe the Chiefs have some more weapons. I think the Packers' running game is better than maybe the Chiefs is. I just think I'm curious to see how this works out because it feels a little bit like an experiment trying to find out, in the era of $25 million a year for wide receivers, can you still do it with a bunch of dudes and a superstar quarterback?
I think you can. I mean, Brady did it a lot.
Yeah.
I think people don't like this, but Julian Edelman was just a dude. I mean, he got him the Hall of Fame, but he's just a dude. I don't think there's any reason Rodgers can't be good. I think you're exactly right about Mahomes. Kelce is still great. But I don't think anything that Rodgers said was wrong or incorrect. I find him to be exhausting. But I also understand when you're really good, you're hoping people will get and raise their game around you. But I think actually Aaron Rodgers is a tough dude to play with. I mean, let's be real. He's great, so you're going to get the ball where you want it, but he's demanding. He's odd. You never know when he's going to, like, try to get you to join a Ponzi scheme or something. So there's always, I think, he is a great quarterback to have, but he's also, you got to be a certain kind of personality. You mentioned Randall Cobb. He's played with him for like 8 years, and I think it's basically because he can handle Cobb and Rodgers likes Cobb.
Right.
But you know, I think you have to be a certain kind of guy with him, and guys like Devontae Adams may just get tired occasionally and go, I can't do it anymore.
You have to be able to want to go to Mexico and visit with shamans and drink some ayahuasca tea. That's what you have to do.
It was Peru.
Believe me, I
checked it out.
Okay.
It was Peru, yes.
My fault. My apologies to the Peruvians down there. I apologize. Matt Jones, Brayden Gall here. I do think, look, we had all these receivers in the NFL asking for huge money. A.J. Brown, Debo Samuel, McLaren for Washington. You got Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, all these guys. And the only two, I don't think it's a coincidence that the only two that decided that we're good. We don't need $26 million receivers. We don't need to give you a four-year, you know, $60 million guaranteed kind of contract. I don't think it's a surprise that was Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. So I think it's interesting to see how it all plays out this season because – and Sam Acho was saying this just a second ago.
But they're going to be good. I mean, both those teams are going to be good. Now, will they be one elite player short in the playoffs? Could be, maybe, but they're going to be good.
It costs Kansas City much more, though. In that division, in the AFC,
I agree with that. And the NFC is much easier. But that's the problem with Aaron Rodgers and his whining over the years about getting weapons. The thing is, dude, you're so good that it's a compliment to you that they don't feel the need to surround you with superstars because you're that good. And that's the problem, or at least the – sort of other side of being a huge star that makes huge money is you might not get what you want because you're so excellent.
And expensive. And expensive. Like
exactly.
If Tom Brady can take a couple million bucks to play football and allow the Patriots to go invest in other areas to make the team better so they come back and they can win Super Bowl number 5 or whatever it is, that's something Aaron Rodgers could have controlled. Aaron Rodgers could have said, I will take less so you can give it to Davante Adams. He could have done
and
that.
And hopefully he also could have not texted his mother the word nude.
How's that going? You got anything on the latest from mom?
She hasn't responded, which makes me a little worried, you know.
Like you're getting ghosted. Really, getting ghosted by mom.
From the NFL to the college game,
we are less than 2 weeks away from kickoff. We'll get you ready. That's next on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.